the sun goes down. You're gonna need a flashlight. You're gonna need a candle.
I think I can handle that.
When you leave town, I'm gonna buy you a calling card.
'Cause I am falling hard for you. I go back on Labor Day.
And I will try to make my way out west to California. So we've got the summer.
And we've got each other. Perhaps even longer.
When you're on your own, and suddenly without me, will you forget about me?
I couldn't if I tried.
When I'm all alone, and I close my eyes,
that's when I'll see your face again.
Okay, that's it. That's When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights. And John, I forgot to ask before the game. This was, what's the biggest difference between Puerto Rico and Pittsburgh?
How people talk. Well, like, okay, number one, language, right?
Okay.
We're not speaking English back home, so.
Okay.
But the way people talk here is very... You know, people are not trying to insult each other, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
But, like, people are not trying to insult each other back home. We just have, like, very strong way of saying things.
Right.
Right? Like, it's like that thing where you, like, change language. Your personality kind of changes with it. Hmm. It's basically that same thing.
That's interesting. I've never really thought of it like that. But I only do speak English. But I wanted to ask you, like, I feel like some people are extremely outspoken about, like, their heritage or where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me that you're not the kind of guy who, like, walks around and makes it clear that he's, like, from Puerto Rico every single day?
Yeah, not
wearing the
really.
Flag on your shirt.
Not really. I mean, I am proud of it. I just, like, you know, growing up, I guess, like, online, you meet, like, different people that from different places and different cultures, and I guess, like, I never really grew up with, like, this strong sensation of, like, yeah, like, if I go back home, I'm like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? But then I go back here and I'm like, well, yeah, like, it feels stronger here to be Puerto Rican just because there's less of me. Right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's see, like, I don't really see Puerto Ricans, like, that much walking around SCMU or at, like, Pittsburgh in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, like, I guess, like, my feeling of being Puerto Rican is stronger just because of that, because I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta represent in some way. But back home, I really don't have to do that. I'm just like, well, I'm back home. Like, everyone else is Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. We're just, like, one of the same.
So it's not really, like, a conscious thing you think about.
Yeah. Mm. It's I guess it's just, like, there. But I am quite proud of it, so.
Yeah, I want to ask you this. I'm actually curious. What's it like after like a hurricane?
Oh,
what's, like, tell me about that.
So I don't know. I don't think I have like the best like experience with hurricanes. As in, like, I don't think I'm the best person to talk about it. Just because, like, we go to CMU, right? We're like all privileged in some way, and of course, like, we've been granted a lot of opportunities and stuff, and so. What the hurricane affected me, of course, is not the same for everyone else back home. So I had it better off than like most people. Like a lot of people got their houses blown away and stuff during hurricane season and stuff. But I've never really had that experience, so I don't know what it's like.
Any friends who had that experience?
Unfortunately, no. Fortunately, yeah, of course, they didn't have any houses blown up, but. We all went to like a privileged high school, so.
So you were like kind of surrounded with people who were more similar to like the experiences you had in with regards to like hurricanes and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we did have like I guess like a family friend or just like a friend of my mom's that stayed over because her house got blown away, and so we had her stay over the house for like a couple months.
Right. Do you think it's like more difficult like sympathizing with people who've been like affected pretty worse?
I'm not sure if it's like difficult to sympathize. It's more like I'm just gonna put it to a way where like I'm not really gonna have that same understanding, right? Because I've always had like a roof over my head,
right?
So, yeah. While when I do see it, I am saddened, but I don't get like the emotions they will get, right? I don't know.
I just wanted to remind everyone they're listening to WRCT. Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. It's the Elisha Show. Songs about weather, talk conversation about weather related things. It all ties together, John. You can listen online at wrct.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. John, why don't we play another song and then get back to our conversation?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. This is Well, first of all, okay, I've had more John-approved songs today than I thought I would have. The last one was not a John-approved.
Yeah, song. I don't think that was John-approved.
All right, we had the Beatles was John-approved. The one before was John-approved. Actually, that portion of the show is John-approved. This one's definitely not John-approved. This one's After the Hurricane by Jasmine Sullivan, but it is Elisha approved. So we're gonna hear it right now.
Oh,
That was After the Hurricane by Jasmine Sullivan. I thought we had another John approved song. Do you want to tell the story?
So basically I was just talking to Elisha and I was just like, "Oh, I like this." And then he thought I meant the song, and I was trying to say I like the show, you know, it's, I'm having fun.
Yeah, well,
I mean, and I got his hopes up a little bit too much.
I thought we were having a groundbreaking moment here.
Yeah, I was not referring to the song.
Right. Well, the Earth has a natural balance of life. Part of that is John and I having differing music tastes, but global warming is disrupting that balance. You can help fight global warming. If every
Okay, we gotta keep going.
If every family replaced three frequently used light bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs, it's like taking 3.5 million cars off the road. Sorry, I thought that might hurt the car industry, though.
Well, who cares about
that? Okay. Yeah, exactly. Good point. Very important. Find out how you can help at fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council. John, please do better.
Okay, so right now, 86 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that prediabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit dollhaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's dollhaveprediabetes.org.
Happy that you did better than I did on that one. You're listening to the Eli Show. John, we gotta address the elephant in the room, and I don't mean cage the elephant from the... There's no elephant actually in the room.
Oh, okay.
But this is the elephant in the room. You're in a relationship right now.
Yes. Why is that an elephant, though?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, also, wait. We can't move on from the fact that we had a hurricane conversation, then we went to After the Hurricane. That was the song. Like, it was such a cool moment. All right, I'm sorry. I just planned that so well. I need to give myself a shout out on the show. But back to you. Okay. This is about you. You're in a relationship right now. How did that happen? How did you meet? What's the story? Uh-oh.
Anyways, so. Yeah, I was checking out my phone for one second.
She's texting you, please do not talk about this right now.
No. Okay, so how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I guess my perspective, I guess, was, well, during the summer I was taking classes, right? And I have this friend, basically, that was rooming with the person I'm dating right now.
Okay.
Right? And we were also taking, like, one class together. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess, like... Okay, it's actually kind of weird. The story is more weird than I think. So,
it goes back to the summer.
Yeah, it is back to the summer.
I didn't know that.
So, like, the person I'm dating with, right, invites my friend over to their birthday, but then invites me and another friend to the birthday as well, just so my friend doesn't feel uncomfortable. Do you get where this is
going? No, I don't get what just happened. Your friend, the girl you're dating right now,
yeah,
invited you and your friend.
Yeah, invites me and my friend. Well, okay, so imagine this. There's me and two friends.
Okay, one of them is the girl you're dating now.
No.
Okay, no, you and two friends.
Two friends, right? One of those friends is rooming with the person I'm dating.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, right? And then they invite the friend that's rooming with them to the birthday. But then they invite me and my other friend.
Right.
To the birthday as well.
Yes.
So the friend they're rooming with doesn't feel uncomfortable, right? Okay. So, you know, have some, like, people.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is, like, the first time I meet the person I'm dating.
Yeah.
Which is on their birthday.
On her birthday?
Yeah.
It's her birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, I got lost. We gotta keep going. We can't keep figuring this out.
Yeah. So, right, I meet them on their birthday, and I'm like, which is kind of funny. And I'm, like, and then my perspective was just like, well, they're pretty cool. I want to be friends and stuff. And, like, I guess, like, I started texting them, and then we just kind of hit it off as friends at first, and then, like, we kept being friends, like, throughout the summer, and then, We kept talking, and then eventually, like, they live in New Jersey, and we visited, or right? So when I went back to visit New York or whatever during the end of summer, we had a whole day of hanging out in the summer and stuff, and that was really fun. And we kept being friends from there, and then I think around I mean, basically like late September, or basically like right and like October 1st, pretty much, like basically we just became like a couple. But like around late September, they asked if like they wanted to date, or like they were interested in like being together.
I'm so happy for you, but there's no but. I am happy for you, but is still but. Is she a computer science major?
Yes.
Oh wow. Does that make it easier or more difficult?
It doesn't really change my opinion. It's just.
Hmm. Did you have an intention of you didn't have an intention of specifically like dating a computer science person though?
No.
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 Did you ever say that you want to like not date a computer science person?
No. I mean, yeah, I don't really have a. I don't really care what their major is, to be honest.
So why'd you hold off on pursuing anything till your second year? Was it just like no, the situation wasn't right?
I don't really pursue any. Like, I don't really pursue stuff. Like, I guess, like my first year, I just kind of wanted to figure out what I'm doing here at CMU. And I guess like I think the timing was just right for second year, right? And it just kind of all happened. So it's not like I planned it on happening. It was just right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something serious or it's just for fun?
No, I think it's something serious.
That's nice. I mean, cause you went to Chicago over winter break, right?
Yeah.
So, and you went
Fall
you
break, sorry.
fall oh fall break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you went with her. That was when it was so new, though. It's like it's a pretty big trip to go with someone you just started dating to go to Chicago all the way to Chicago.
I think we even talked about that as well. Like over there, we're like, this is really new, and we just went to Chicago to like a.
You talked about that after you went to Chicago.
No, during the trip.
Oh, during the trip.
Yeah.
So not before.
Yeah, so like not really before, but like while we were there, we're like, huh, it's kind of interesting. Like it was like quite new at the time, and we just went to Chicago together.
Yeah, it wasn't. Was it nerve-wracking to plan the trip?
No, it was really fun.
Was it? It was exciting to.
Yeah, and then I took a train there, so that was
You
also
like
good. I
trains?
like trains.
Yeah. What about trains? You like? I'm curious.
I really don't know. I actually can't answer that. It's just cool. I don't know. We don't have trains back in Puerto Rico. Well, we do, but it's really bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean, you get to ride a train and you get to with the girl that you're just starting to date and things are exciting. That's really exciting. What goes into planning? Like, how much do you plan that trip? Or is it more spontaneous?
I think we like at least plan what we're gonna see. So we actually like make a lot of like I guess dream trips, and we kind of try to plan them out, right? And so it's just like seeing what there is to do, and then if we see something we're interested, we just buy the tickets, and then we're ready to go. And like it's really interesting because then you get to see like the different things you can do in each city. But I don't know how to put it. It's like it's really fun. It's like a really fun activity.
Yeah. What do you plan on? Do you plan on any city going to next?
Maybe Toronto.
Wow, Canada.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take me through cities you've been to and like, or that you want to go to.
I can. Well, let's see. To cities I've been
Been to
to.
Boston, I know that.
Oh yeah, I love Boston.
Yeah.
It's a really nice city. It's really clean. But do a lot of stuff to do there. I don't know. I don't know how to put it more.
Boston, Pittsburgh, New York, Chicago.
I've been to like Orlando, Miami. I think I've been to DC once,
Oh, wow.
but I don't really quite remember it. I've been to Toronto once already before, but my memory there is kind of fuzzy. I didn't really stay there. Just like I guess a road trip type of thing.
What attracts you to go to a city? And I have another question about, but I'm gonna hold off on that for a sec.
What attracts me to a
To
city?
like go to a city. Like, what was your favorite part about New York?
Well, that everything is just like so close to each other. I can just like walk to everything pretty much. Like, and there's so many like activities to do. Like, it doesn't really feel like it's stopping, right? And even if like if you do an activity there once, it kind of changes up the way the next time you go. So it's not the same.
Yeah. How many times have you gone?
To like New York?
Yeah. You can't count.
Yeah, I can't count. Like maybe like over 10 times. Just 'cause I already have family there
Right.
and yeah, I've been visiting it like all my life.
When was you know when the first time was?
Yeah. I think I was like 5 or
Oh wow.
so or like
So really like all your life almost.
yeah. So like 5 years old or 6 years old was like the first time I went to New York, and I kind of remember it slightly vividly, but not all the memory is there.
So back to like what attracts you to a city? The cool pictures you can take.
I mean, of course that's cool. It's just a vibe, like the vibe I can get from them.
Yeah.
Like, Chicago has like a very a slightly more chillax vibe than New York, but I could still like do a lot of activities there. New York, I feel like it's very like when you go during like holiday season, it is so full of tourists.
To holidays? Do you like that or not?
No, I do not like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say holiday is the time to go.
Really? Because like I try to walk around and it's just way too full.
That is true, but I mean, it's just like the lights and the
No, that
decorations.
is true. I love the decorations and stuff, but I don't know.
Any one city that was like particularly that stood out to you aside from New York?
Probably Boston.
For good reasons. How
Yeah.
about bad reasons? I'm
No.
so curious.
It's more like I never, the first time I went to Boston, I didn't really know what to expect of it. And then when I went, I was just like, wow, this is really nice. Like, it's exactly kind of like all the things I like about the city, while also not being as like loud and slightly overbearing like New York.
Well, next time you go to Toronto, we'll not next time. Yeah, next time. You've already been
Oh,
to Toronto.
technically, yeah.
Next time you go to Toronto, we're gonna get you back on the show to talk about the trip.
All
Or
right.
maybe you'll have your own show where you can talk about the trip.
I don't know. We'll see.
But for now, on this beautiful day, you should go to Rita's Italian Ice, which with your girlfriend. And they join you because they join you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. John, we're gonna play another song and then we're gonna close out the show with you. Yeah, this let's play Colder Weather by Zac Brown Band.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man. And you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night as black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining. And thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, said you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
That was Colder Weather by the Zach Brown Band. Now, we have to tell you about some shows on WRCT before John gets his own show, and then I'll tell you all about that one. But here and there, everywhere, from Korean deep house to Chinese shoegaze, everything, here and there, everywhere, every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., that's today, only on WRCT, that's Yogi Jogi.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. That's the Echo Chamber.
All right. Now, John, you've been an excellent guest. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. But I need you to close out the show with your opinion on daylight savings. Why are you so opposed to it?
Oh, my God. Daylight savings? So basically, daylight savings makes no sense to me at all. All right. So, like, back home, we don't do this daylight savings things where we just change the hour and then you're basically going like, oh, we have to reset. You get 1 hour more of sleep or 1 hour less of sleep. I'm like, so like every time that would happen, I'm like, why are we doing this? And then apparently something about the farmers. I'm like, we're not even a farm driven economy. What is going on?
Well, you stayed here for New Year's.
Did I? Wait, no.
You did. Because I texted you Happy New Year at 11, like in Puerto Rico, when it's like an hour ahead because they don't do daylight savings.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you were like, I'm here. Or where are you? We're not here in Pittsburgh, like somewhere.
Oh, right. I think so. Okay. So I was actually on a trip in Florida. So technically a cruise.
Oh.
Right. So we technically did have daylight savings in that cruise, even though we're closer to Puerto Rico than we are to to Florida. Funny. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But did you hear they're abolishing it, right?
They're abolishing what?
Daylight savings.
What?
Yeah.
What? So what about the fall when I get more sleep?
You're not getting more sleep. You're getting the same amount of sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't matter, man. Because, like, you get more sleep in the fall, and then you get 1 hour less in the spring.
John, it's a beautiful day, and you just, like, put a big cloud on my on the beautiful day. It was like,
were things really going well.
This is such a bad note to end the show.
Were you really expecting like that 1 hour sleep to change everything?
All right. Well, best of luck. I'm kicking you out now. No. Best of luck. Best of luck. Computer science. Best of luck with your relationship. Take her to Rita's. And we wish you the best. And now we gotta take it back to our times together. Yeah. As like sweet mates.
Yeah.
With a song that's not weather related, but that's okay. That's okay. It's you want to introduce it?
It's Somebody Told Me, which is a cover by Motionless in White.
Here we go.
CT Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
serves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Seven in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Ain't much left in the bottle of juice because the seeds that you're planting never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is cracked because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the time is hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. G's on life and stabilize at the age of 15 on the drink and drive. No one ever could seem to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much a rolling stone. See, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home to cook. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained, we all love to just complain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame, we all a little bit insane. So that's why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the quiet ones in our family, they deserve music. Come on, y'all. So I pray for them, and I pray for them. Why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music.
Music. Thank you. dance, but I'm alone now. Had my chance, but lost it somewhere along the lines. It's time to lay down.
CT Pittsburgh, and welcome to The Mix with DJ Meow. Thank you.
listening to The Mix with DJ Meow. Here are some other shows that we have on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can tune into Stereo Slushy, Music Blended, every Tuesday.